Some U.S. troops at home also will get a boost today, a home-cooked meal. Navy Lieutenant Commander John Wallach says he was gratified with the response to the Adopt a Sailor program at the Great Lakes Naval Training Center near Chicago.
We've done this program for about 20 years, and what it does is it matches up recruits who will be here over the Thanksgiving holidays with families in our local community who have been gracious enough to offer them a day at their home and a Thanksgiving meal.
Now, who's eligible at the base?
We make our recruits who are in their 5th to 8th week of training eligible for this program, and this year that amounted to roughly 4,250 recruits in total.
You don't want them just in there a couple of weeks. They may not come back, right?
No, that's not the case. We just want to make sure that they have been issued the right uniforms and that they know how to wear them properly and that they're going to represent the Navy in the manner which we would like them to.
So you had far more people wanting to host a sailor than you had eligible sailors.
It was overwhelming, in a word. We, in fact, had to close the program a week ago Tuesday. We were joking that the phone lines over at the Recruit Training Command must have been like the phone lines at Ticketmaster when World Series tickets go on sale.
Is there any other option for families who didn't call in time? Can they sign up for Christmas now?
They sure can. We open the phone lines on Monday, November the 26th, and provided they're within a 50-mile radius of the Naval Training Center here, they can sign up to have a sailor come to their house for Christmas.
How long are they gone from the base?
They get picked up at around 9 o'clock in the morning, and then they have to be back in the early evening.
Oh, so it can't be a night on the town or anything?
No, it's definitely not a night on the town. It's just the opportunity to go out and share Thanksgiving with a local family, have a nice home-cooked meal, relax in an environment that's not a training environment, and maybe take in a football game and just sharing Thanksgiving with one of the local families who's generous enough to offer up a seat at their table.
If you're a young woman and you adopt a sailor, do you have to give him back?
Yes, we require them all to be back at the end of the day.
Very good. Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Mr. Edwards.
Lieutenant Commander John Wallach is spokesman for the Great Lakes Naval Training Center. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.